Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And welcome back. Hour number two coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again is Rob Morse. How goes it?
Bill, I'm still mad at the media. I want to take one final swipe and hopefully I'll feel better and be able to talk about new things. They cover stories about women who've been abused. I mean, for good reason. You and I just, it tears us up to read it. Can't flip the page. We'll hang through the commercial to see that story on the news. But the fact that they say, oh, if we make you wait 10 days, then you won't have a crime of passion. What about the person who needs a gun now? Sometimes self-defense is urgent.
Like Carol Bowen?
Like Carol Bowen. Yes, she waited 45 days to get her permit to buy a gun from the New Jersey police in her town. And, yeah, it was supposed to take 30 days. She was murdered after a month and a half. And they had no intention to process it, if ever. What she even knew was that she was murdered on her driveway and she wouldn't have been allowed to carry in her car. But there are tens of millions of us, they say, who face domestic abuse every year. Well, wait a minute. They need a gun right now. And furthermore, if you and I become a criminal, if we give our gun to the young lady next door that we've known all of her life, and she has suddenly says, hey, Bill, hey, Rob, I got a stalker or an ex-boyfriend who's a big problem. I filed a restraining order. Can I borrow a gun? Because I don't think I can wait. You know, I can leave the state and become a fugitive, but I've got a job here, relative, friends, kids. What? She's going to become a felon if we give her a gun. We're going to become a criminal if we let her defend herself, perhaps? That's stories from another planet. That's for people that don't live here and now. Our journalists, Bill, you work at major media. Are those people from another planet that don't understand the way most of us live?
Yes. Well, I don't know that they don't understand it. I think what it boils down to is that I think that they think that we are bumpkins.
Ah. So there should be an exception for them, but we're not smart enough to defend ourselves. Therefore, we need constraints that they wouldn't. Wow.
Yeah, they fully understand that. They fully understand the utility of guns. They just don't think that regular people should have them, don't you think?
Well, let's look here. Our friends at the Second Amendment Association, Second Amendment Foundation, sued Illinois again this week. I don't know how many lawsuits they have stacked on Illinois because the state is saying, oh, it's still COVID outside, so we can't give you the permits that we require you to get to even touch ammunition. And you have to renew these too, right? So it's not like, oh, if you had one once, you're good for a lifetime or until, you know, oh, you become a criminal, we'll come and ask for it back. So anybody who wants to become a gun owner has to get a FOID card and then their concealed carry application, all that goes to the Illinois State Police, and they're basically not processing them? Wow. So now SAF said, here, we're suing this director of the Illinois State Police, one Brendan Kelly, and the chief of the Firearms Services Bureau, one Gerard Ibrigensen, in their official capacity saying, you guys took the check. Here's what the law says you have to do. You're not doing it. We want you held in contempt. You removed from office. You found guilty. Wow. Wow. That's a big deal. I mean, this is in a city. This is a city where we read about it every day. What were there? 600, over 600 attacks in that city. I'm looking for the number right now. I read about it every day that there's another 60 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. Wow. And yet, no, unless you've already got one, you can't get a firearm because we won't process the applications.
Right. Right, right, right.
Wow. So does it now here, that's maybe this is introducing politics where it doesn't belong. We need energy in this country. Out west, about half of the lands are owned by the federal government, and the Fed said, we're not going to process your applications to look for energy. Or if you need to update your permit that says, oh, we found some oil here, you let us explore, now we want to put in a production well, no, we're just not going to process any of that. I'm going, I think giving the feds power and then trusting them to use it in a straightforward way, we're learning that that's no longer a good assumption. Wow. The next thing that comes to mind, Bill, did you see where New York was going to require firearms owners insurance if you want a carry permit?
Well, that's something they're proposing, right?
Right.
That's something a politician is promoting. Now, I'm sure Cuomo will go for that. But, I mean, right. He's gone for a bunch of stuff before that had to be slapped back, you know.
Well,
so,
unlike Pennsylvania, New York is Democrat dominated, you know.
Yeah.
It's basically run by now. If they ever come up with decent rules that will let counties secede, greater Pennsylvania will extend, you know, right up to the Hudson, I think. So there's one party government. I think they might pass it. This is just, you know, this is the same state where the attorney general wanted to sue, in fact, did sue the National Rifle Association when the NRA offered insurance for legal services. That was called murder insurance.
Right.
And now the same legislature is going to turn around and say, yeah, you need.
Well, who sells that?
Dollars of, what?
Who sells liability insurance for carrying a gun?
Well, state by state, nobody. What I assume is they're saying that if you act in a illegitimate manner, this would cover your negligence. Whereas previous policies had always covered if you were non-negligent, this would protect you, help you pay for a legal defense. And what I would like to see is, great, are you going to do that for all of your law enforcement officers as well and remove civil immunity?
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Still speaking with Rob Morse because, well, we didn't get Rob at all last week. Where did you go last week?
I was scheduled to be underwater last week, and I got...
Yeah?
I packed for the trip, and my dive buddy canceled on me. So I ended up staying home for part of it. I didn't make the whole trip.
So... You just came off of, so let me get this right. So you've been through how many hurricanes this year?
Two hurricanes.
And the big deep freeze of 2021 in the south, the big southern deep freeze of 2021. And then 2 weeks later, you're going scuba diving.
I was trying to get into some warm water, yeah.
Living in the south is an adventure, isn't it? You can have all four seasons in a week. It's...
yeah, we went from... below freezing. A week later, we had the air conditioning on. No, 10 days. So just talking about the weather, just wait. It'll change. Just a little bit like our laws.
Well, here's tell me what you want to tell me, but, I've got certain feelings about the laws I'm wanting to spit out. But please tell me.
Okay. Go. I want to hear it.
We don't need any more. They need to enforce the ones we've got. It's already illegal to kill people. Enough said.
Right.
It's already, they've got machine guns are basically outlawed unless you want to go out and buy an antique that was made prior to 1986. It has probably been fired so many times that it's probably about to come apart. Or a suppressor, which you can buy at Ace Hardware in England. Or a short-barreled rifle, which makes no sense at all. And then those things are the registered things. And everything else out there that they want to try to control... is rendered moot simply because of 3D printing and, 80% lowers. I mean, there is no way to control guns. They can't control guns. We know they can't control guns. I wonder if they don't know that. Do you think maybe they don't?
I think they know it. I think they're posturing for the media. Bill, half of adults have a gun. Wow. There are 230... million adults in the United States. There are over 100 million gun owners. We have 400 million firearms. There are more concealed carriers by, I think, a factor of six than military and law enforcement in the United States combined.
Yep.
So they can't push us to do anything. They've got to try and talk us into it, try and shame us into it, try and boil the frog slowly.
Yeah. Well, they can only...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, they can only get that which we give them. They can't take nothing.
Right. Right.
I remember
when
Eric Swalwell was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and he was talking about he wanted to ban AR-15s and confiscate AR-15s, and Tucker Carlson was saying, well, people that own guns are the most law-abiding people. When Tucker Carlson pointed out, you don't think that would start a civil war, Eric Swalwell looks at it and goes, well, you just said they're the most law-abiding. So they're like counting on this,
right.
The goodness, which is,
it's
them counting on that.
Right.
That's sort of a face that I wish more people had seen that. Wish more people had seen that particular interview.
Well, in Connecticut, when they said, we're not going to confiscate your modern sporting rifles, you just need to register them. And 3% of law enforcement officers did that. The other 97% said, you don't need to know. Go away. I may not be a cop forever. Yeah. So we've seen that effect over and over. Connecticut, New York with the SAFE Act, the turn-ins for, quote, high-capacity magazines in Santa Clara County in California, none were turned in. Same thing we saw in New Jersey when they did it there. But there is some good news. Now, You know how they have show bills? I supported gun control, blah, 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 or I supported national concealed carry, except when you controlled the Congress and it might pass. There's a bill in Utah, or I'm sorry, Wyoming, I misread, that would repeal most gun-free zones. So you'd be able to carry in government buildings, including the Capitol and the legislature, where the legislature meets, into school buildings, colleges, universities. Now, the exception, and there, I think there should be an exception. If a business owner wants to say, you can't carry your gun here, you can still say that. The bill is mute about who then is liable for my protection if you disarm me. An odd quirk about this bill, it says private citizens could carry a gun into a school. You know, hi, you can have your gun in your car as you go pick up your kid. But the school could still disarm its employees. I guess that's an employer-employee relationship.
Yeah, huh. It's silly. The idea that you can say, there will be no guns, and that's it. Because I say it. And I put up, up these plastic signs, or this sign in the window, the sign in the door. That's just silly. And if you want to sit back, all you're doing is the people that aren't going to rob you, that aren't going to kill you, that aren't going to shoot you, you're keeping them from carrying a gun in there. They're also the ones that would probably defend you. Because in the instance of a rampage killer coming in on an armed citizen, average loss of life is 2.5. When there's no armed citizen and you're waiting on the cops, average loss of life is 18.
Right.
So, I mean, that's out there. That's completely out there altogether. And if I can find it, you knew it. Everybody you talk to knows it. If I know this, everybody can know this. It's not like I'm some super dimensional being that picks this stuff up by osmosis. It's out there. These are all stats. So, anybody getting out there pushing gun control my way, I'm just looking at them saying, I don't need to hear from them at all.
Well, do you ever research those stats on search engines? It's strange how they come up stacked strangely.
I just go to Crime Prevention Research Center and look at all John Lott stuff.
Sure.
We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast once a week and co-host the Polite Society podcast once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. Some articles go to Ammoland.com. That's where I write the Armed Citizen column once a week. Phil, thank you so much for letting me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, the California Republican saying,
we went to a new facility. that was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet. 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility.
The FBI says a Christmas Day bomber in Nashville was motivated by paranoia and intended to kill himself. They claim that the bombing was not an act of terrorism. A statement from the FBI says Anthony Warner specifically chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful while still minimizing the likelihood of causing undue injury. USA Radio News. Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Lundberg telling USA Radio News there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices of crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline now $2.87. With 10 nominations, Mank, a black and white immersion into old Hollywood, leads the nominees for the 93rd Academy Awards, setting up an odd Oscars celebration following a year when movies were largely exiled from theaters. The ceremony will be held April 25th, 8 weeks later than originally planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dateline Myanmar. Last week, 38 unarmed protesters shot and killed by the military. On Wednesday, as CNN declared, the country is now a war zone. Well, that's not exactly the proper way to characterize this. A war actually involves two sides shooting at each other. What's actually happening in Myanmar right now at the moment is a massacre because the civilians aren't shooting back. In fact, in Myanmar, they're not even allowed to possess a firearm. Oh, what does this sound like? On paper, Myanmar law recognizes the right to own a firearm, kind of like how New Jersey recognizes the right to carry a gun in self-defense. In practice, legal gun ownership in Myanmar and the ability to carry a firearm in New Jersey are restricted to a chosen few, with government officials doling out permission to just a handful of individuals. I'm sorry for this. As reporter Yaw Lin Toon of the website Frontier Myanmar reported in 2018, legal experts say the right of citizens to own firearms for self-defense has been eroded by successive governments over the past few years. Instead of making a decision based on whether a person needs a firearm for self-protection, they have instead handed out licenses as a privilege to their loyal followers, legal experts claim. There is a need to enact a new law or draft a policy which guarantees that citizens have the right of self-protection, said lawyer U Kin Za, adding that citizens would otherwise be unable to prevent themselves from becoming victims of serious crimes such as robbery, banditry, and kidnapping. After General Ne Win seized power in 1962, the ruling revolutionary council military government ordered the confiscation of all firearms owned by citizens, and it would hold on to them for well over a decade, and most would not be returned to their original owners, which I wonder why that would happen that way. After the transition from a military regime to the Burma Socialist Program Party government, the government implemented a new policy on firearms in 1977 that resulted in the repeal of three orders issued by the democratic government in 1959 under the 1951 Act. Although the policy is the cause of many complications, legal experts say its intent was to ensure that confiscated licensed firearms were distributed among members of the BSPP and retired civil servants, including former members of the Tatmadaw, rather than returning them to their original owners. Lawyer Yu Yi Mint says that Myanmar firearms laws have generally given the authorities significant discretion in dispensing licenses, stating only that they should go to people of dignity and good character. Well, that sounds a lot like New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and California, doesn't it? The government has the discretion to determine who is of good character. And not surprisingly, the authorities have decided that the average citizen doesn't meet that standard. Yi Yint said that this is not a problem. It was not a problem during the post-independence democratic government, but subsequent military administrations gave priority for firearms ownership to high-profile military veterans and those with whom the juntas were closely associated. You know you're in bad straits when you live in a country that has multiple juntas. Yi Yint says none of these decisions meet the norms of democracy. He's also the chair of the Union Lawyers and Paralegals Association. He said the government and the parliaments need to decide what to do, whether to continue the procedure inherited from the military dictatorship or introduce legislation based on that used by the AFPFL, which is the Anti-Fascist People's Freedom League government. And this was the government that ruled from independence to 1958, when they then split into factions. So, with the military having overthrown the government in a coup, there's nothing that the country's parliament can do at the moment to ensure that citizens can own a firearm for self-defense. Shocker. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who would argue that it's better that the pro-democracy forces of Myanmar have been disarmed by the government's gun control laws. Because that would mean a civil war, wouldn't it? Well, what it would mean is that there's a choice between a civil war and slaughtering unarmed people. That's what it means, based on what I'm seeing. And I would be going with the option that allows people to fight back. All the other good options have already come off the table, and the question now is whether you think it's better that the military might be able to slaughter citizens with impunity, or if they should fear the prospect of people shooting back. Because outside help's not coming for the people of Myanmar. Nobody from the U.S. is going to descend on Mandalay to topple the coup. The blue helmets of the United Nations are not going to ride to Myanmar's rescue. At the most, they might try to impose economic sanctions on the military regime. But China will step in there. They'll flex their muscle and support the generals who've seized power, which makes the prospect of regime change via sanctions a non-starter. It's just not going to happen. And that's because China's been emboldened. China has been emboldened. All of you out there that fully believe that Trump was a Chinese puppet, you guys are idiots. You guys are idiots. The Chinese Charlie McCarthy is at the White House today. President Joe asterisk Biden. And right now, remember how protesters here in the United States should be allowed to express their rage, their emotion, their pent-upness, and all these other things about whatever it was that, you know, George Floyd, the guy who nobody knew, who held a gun to the stomach of a pregnant woman, and, you know, all these other things, his violent past, and all this other stuff, who'd taken a fatal dose of fentanyl that particular day, Well, we're all grieving for his death. Never mind, what is it, the probably 100 young black men that die in Chicago monthly. Never mind them, guys. No, don't worry about them. All those protesters should be allowed to protest. And if you show up and try to defend yourself, well, that's racism and fascism and transphobism, transgender. Well, no, that's not transgenderism. It's a lot of isms and ists. You're all kinds of things. You're white supremacist. Is that white supremacism? I don't know. All these things. In the meantime, in Myanmar, the same people who are actually protesting your government, which Antifa is not protesting your government. They're protesting a system. They're not protesting the government. They're against everything. They're against democracy. They're against whatever the Democrats are practicing, which is not democracy. So dozens of protesters have been murdered in Myanmar by the military forces in the past few days. And that's not going to slow down because there's no check there. There's no interruption to the pattern. There's no disruption to this. This country's not a war zone, contrary to CNN's claim. It's a killing field. These are fish in a barrel. Think of the cliche, they're in a shooting gallery. Pick whichever one you like. Whatever it is, that's what they are. That's what they are. And the problem is, this is a grim reminder of why our own right to keep and bear arms is so important as the last defense against totalitarian tyranny. And it makes me wonder why the Democrats are pushing for this so hard when they see what's happening in Myanmar. Because they know. They know what's happening in Myanmar. So, there's your problem. There's your problem. They see it. They don't care. They're doing it bold. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. With the Democrats in control of Congress and the White House, Americans can expect a series of progressive bills to be introduced. And in the budget reconciliation process, the bills can be passed in the U.S. Senate with a simple majority. And this is what happened with the $1.9 trillion monstrosity known as the COVID-19 relief bill. But fortunately, most legislation does not qualify for this designation and will require a 60-vote threshold in the U.S. Senate to pass. So with this requirement, and they are trying to put as much pressure as they can on Mr. Manchin, but he's not budging, it would seem the future looks bleak for the newly introduced Background Checks Expansion Act. This will be this gun control legislation will be subject to a Senate filibuster unless U.S. Senator Joe Manchin changes his mind. When asked about this, Manchin, whether he would change his position about supporting the filibuster, he was extremely clear in his response. He shouted, "Never, Jesus Christ! Why don't you understand? What don't you understand about never?" So as long as he defends the Senate filibuster, Second Amendment supporting Americans can feel assured about new gun control legislation passing in Congress. He does have a D behind his name, after all. Regrettably, they constantly change their minds, and Manchin is no exception. He promised to support the COVID-19 relief bill, only if it included input from Republicans. He vowed, "I want it to be bipartisan. If they think we're going to throw all caution to the wind and just shove it down people's throats, that's not going to happen." Well, that's what happened in both houses of Congress as the legislation was passed without the votes of any Republican members. And among the Democrats who voted for it was Senator Manchin. So with only Manchin preventing gun control legislation from passing Congress, Americans who support the Second Amendment might be a little worried. And with the possibility of new control gun control legislation being enacted, we need to thoroughly examine the issue. Gun control advocates often talk about gun violence, which is the imprecise phrase they cleverly use to imply that they are concerned about crime. And sadly, they are not primarily interested in reducing violent crime. They are primarily concerned about crime. If they were concerned about that, their solutions would be addressing criminals, not the possession of firearms by law-abiding people. Democrats never offer a solution like a lengthy prison sentence that would make it more difficult for criminals to obtain and use guns. They never advocate, for example, sentences of life in prison for criminals who continually use guns to commit violence. And in addition, gun control advocates do not seek incarceration with hard labor when a convicted felon is found to be illegally in possession of a gun. If you go and try to buy a gun and fail the background check for cause, there is no penalty for that. You just don't get to buy the gun. But you were trying to obtain a gun. It's a conspiracy to obtain a gun, but they don't do anything. Anyway, everything I'm talking about would reduce the number of criminals with guns terrorizing innocent people on the streets of our fair country. Death penalties for criminals who illegally use guns would clearly make our violent cities safer. But these are not goals that are shared by gun control advocates. You're probably saying, why not? All Americans should share these goals, but many leftists who consider or constantly push gun control initiatives have other motives. These advocates prefer to focus on the so-called root causes of crime instead of the painful reality of using guns to steal, kill, or rape innocent victims. Gun control proponents focus on issues like poor schools, extreme poverty, and lack of economic opportunity. Surely there should be long-standing problems in many of our cities, but there's also another important factor. The criminal is individually responsible for illegally obtaining a weapon and using it to commit a felony. And see, that's where we lose the left, because in the left, they hate discussing issues like individual responsibility. The criminals are the victims of society. So thusly, criminals using guns are not really lawbreakers. In reality, they're victims crying out for help. They're victims of such evils as systemic racism, corporate greed, climate change, and improper allocation of resources, among other societal ills. So, since they are not primarily concerned with crime, what truly motivates them to push for this legislation? They will probably never admit it, maybe even to themselves, but it basically boils down to utter contempt. They hold a deep, abiding contempt for traditional American value and a true hatred for the people who hold these beliefs. Most of the country's gun owners who love the Second Amendment are the smelly Walmart people. These are the Americans whom Barack Obama identified who cling to guns or religion. The irredeemables that Hillary Clinton mocked. These are the God-fearing Americans who actually question policies that allow boys to compete with girls in wrestling and track events. Patriotic Americans in the eyes of the left are deeply contemptible. They must be made to conform. They need to be re-educated and shown the error of their ways. But it's difficult to re-educate people who are resistant to such attempts and actually fight back by protesting and engaging in political activity. And this is why the political left wants to disarm you. It is one of the terrifying and unspoken goals of the gun control movement. So, never, ever, 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 ever be fooled into thinking that gun control measures are being introduced to reduce crime. There is no correlation. The motives are much more sinister. The real goals are to force change on Americans who are not part of the totalitarian left. If these bills were truly about crime, gun control advocates would focus on criminals, but they never do. And that should be all you need to know about this issue. It's a very simple thing. They believe that we should submit. And therein lies the big problem for me. Because there's a lot of things about them that I sit back and I say to myself, this looks a lot like fundamental Islamics. I'm not talking about your regular Muslim who just wants to come over here and get a job and works at Starbucks and he hangs out and they assimilate and become Americans. No problem with them. None whatsoever. But that's not fundamental Islam. Nor is it the Democrats. Democrats are wanting something else altogether. And they're not afraid to voice their, you know, deprogram us. I don't know. How are you going to do that? Interesting little proposition you have there. You haven't quite figured out how to tell me how you're going to do that, though. Have you? Deprogram us. Interesting stuff sometimes. Interesting stuff. As I sit around here and think about all the nonsense that goes on here, legislatively, all the laws that get, I mean, there's certain things that are already illegal to do. And, well, we'll just pass another law making it more illegal. It's like Dean Wormer and, you know, at Faber College and Animal House, double secret probation. Just make it up. Just, you know, make it up out of whole cloth. Politicians. I don't trust any of them anymore. Don't trust a single one of them. Not going to start anytime soon. We got hour number three inbound. We'll pick it up on the other side. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.